All right, welcome, welcome to the weekly walk and talk. And I've got a really good one for you today. Shout out to my friend Dan at I allegedly there. But we're going to be talking about this retail apocalypse. Yes, a retail apocalypse, and why a lot of the biggest companies now, not just in the USA, but also in the UK and other European countries, are rapidly closing down a lot of their stores. I'm going to try and get this one done a little quicker than normal because it is freezing today. Well, it's actually, well, let me rephrase that. It's cold, but it's super windy, which makes it feel freezing. So let's get into it then. I want to start by giving you some context to this because it's been a couple of years now. It was early 2020 when I last talked about, or should I say when I first talked about these retail closures and how we'd have this massive collapse. And I did another video last year, so which also explained a lot of it and gave you an update on it. So I think it's about time we looked at it again today. And you'll remember when I first talked about this, I said there was a sort of three-stage approach and then it would become a five-stage approach. And it's played out pretty well, actually. So let's just recap on a couple of those points that I talked about. Firstly, I said that we'd have this supply chain breakdown. Well, actually, let's go back even further. Firstly, I said we'd have all of these lockdowns that we went into, and they would cause a lot of businesses to just collapse, absolutely collapse, because they are not geared towards being able to close down for a long period of time. Businesses are just not built that way. They need to have a constant supply and turnover of products, inventory, services, because they have fixed as well as variable overhead. So we saw that, and we saw a lot of businesses collapse. And it wasn't just bad businesses, you know. The media spun it as if it was, you know, bad businesses and too much debt that collapsed in 2020. That's not true. That's actually a lie. Because you had a lot of good businesses, mom and pop kind of businesses, that also collapsed. And it wasn't their fault. It's the fact that if you have an enforced, illegal shutdown of the economy, and you have fixed overheads, and your landlord, let's say, for example, won't help you out with those fixed overheads, well, what can you do about that? Is that your fault? No, it's really not your fault. So that was the first stage of this. We had the lockdowns, which closed all the businesses. What was stage two then of those three to five? Let's just say it was five stages, because I can't even remember how many I said originally. Well, that was fear. It was people having a lot of fear and being too afraid to actually go out shopping, even when the lockdowns were lifted. People, I mean, the fear of death to people, which is what it was, is a very big motivator, is a very big driver. So if you have this massive fear of death, you're going to die if you go into a store or you pass someone else. This is why you used to see people wearing masks. You know, like, let's say where I am today, there is not a soul in a probably, I don't know, a long way away anyway. And yet often when I was walking around, or even when I went to the beach one day, or I went for that big hike, I would see people, one or two masks, yet there's no one else in miles around. I don't really understand the logic and what people thought they were protecting themselves against in the middle of nowhere, or even swimming in the sea. People swimming in the sea wearing a mask is a bit weird to me, but you know, each to their own, if that's you. So what does the fear lead towards then? Well, that's, I guess, stage three, and that is going online. And this is what the government likes as well. They want you online because it leads you towards the next phase, all about the digital currency. But we'll talk about that another time in the digital ID. So we saw everyone going online. What did this do to retailers? It collapsed retailers again. We just saw this massive collapse of even more businesses as more retail went online. And we were told that this was going to continue and everything would keep going online and it would grow. But that's actually not what's happened. There hasn't been that sort of growth. In fact, we've declined in retail sales online year on year over last year as well. So of course, this leads on to stage four, which is a very deep recession I forecast. And it baffles me that even today, the government won't admit this recession. They're still trying to tell people that everything's fine, there is no recession, you know, everything's good. Yeah, we're probably going to go into a recession next year, but it's not going to be that bad. You know, it's just complete lies to the people. And this is a big problem, by the way, and it's dangerous. It's very dangerous and very nasty, I would say, that they're doing this, because what happens is the average person, the average consumer, most people have started to realize what's going on now, but a lot of people haven't. And if you remember my video last week, debt is exploding. Credit card, personal loans, all these things exploding. And the personal savings rate is crashing. So people don't realize. You see, they think it's all just gonna go away. So they're just carrying on spending as normal, when what they should be doing is cutting back on a lot of these, you know, luxuries that they've been, you know, enjoying for however many years now. And then the recession, of course, leads to even more retail collapses, even more job losses, and onto employment scarring, which is a whole nother cycle. That's going to be crazy when that kicks off next year. So why is this recession here? Like, what's causing this? Can't the government and the central banks just keep printing more and more money, even though it's currency? Can't they just keep doing that? Why is this going on? Why is there all this tax? Why in yesterday's video did I talk about the IRS agents and the $600 threshold? And why is this all happening? Well, if you think about all these costs now that are going up for people, energy and shelter, i.e. housing, rent, food, all sorts of costs are just exploding. At the same time, services are declining, especially healthcare services. Absolutely crazy what's happening with healthcare. Just this mass exodus of healthcare. And it's not globally, this mass exodus is predominantly in the West. The USA has had it the worst, I would say, but a lot of the UK and European countries have also had it bad. But this is what happens when you put mandates on medical people, and a lot of them don't agree with those mandates, which is baffling to me, that you have bureaucrats trying to tell medical people what they should do, when some of them have been in the profession for 40 years. Some of these people that I speak to, I've been a doctor for 40 years, I've been a nurse for 40 years, I've been an immunologist for decades, and yet the government bureaucrats are telling me what I should do with my own body. But let's get on to some of these closures then. And if you're wondering where I am today, I'm on the Isle of Man, and I'm walking around a site, I guess a derelict site. I don't know how long this has been derelict. I don't even know what this used to be. I know the big building that was at the start of the video, that used to be a hotel, which no longer exists. And if we look in the distance, you probably can't see it, which everyone calls a green screen. That used to be a church and a fort. But the thing that surprises me at the moment is we're even having McDonald's in the US closing 200 restaurants. Now, the reason that's unusual is because what I would forecast to happen is similar to what happened in 08, and that is that your McDonald's and your fast food restaurants will do really well. Your Walmarts and your Dollar Tree and all these sort of cheap sort of places to eat or buy products, they'll do really, really well. But the more expensive restaurants and retailers will not do as well, because when you've only got so much money and you've got to spend on housing, you know, it's not like you can just not pay your rent unless you live in California. But you know, it's not like you can just stop paying these things. How do you just stop paying for your energy and your gas and your electric and food? Oh, I'm just gonna not eat for a month. Yeah, well, actually, that probably would be good for some people to detox their body of all these chemicals. Actually, I've actually done a long detox before without food, just water, and it was amazing. Completely cleansed my body. If you've done one, you'll know what I mean. But even on that, CVS, a big pharmacy, what do you call it? A pharmacy drugstore. They're closing 300 locations. I mean, it's not as if they're just closing one or two. 300 locations. And with the amount of healthcare requirements at the moment, that again is very surprising that they would be closing that amount of locations. Wait, I think I just said 300 locations. I meant to say 900 locations. 900 locations for CVS. Now, the next one is Office Depot, and they're closing 71 locations this year. Again, is that a surprise? No, not at all. Why isn't that a surprise? Because offices have been hit really, really badly. A lot of people are still working from home. And to me, all of this is common sense. People keep getting surprised when these things happen. And even, I know I talk about my stock market course a lot. Obviously, I've got to put a little plug in every single video for you guys. But even in that, it just talks about very obvious logical things and tracking the economy and tracking, looking at charts. And it's just logical. It's common sense. But a lot of people can't think logically anymore. Obviously, Office Depot is going to have problems. Obviously, a lot of the high street is going to have problems. This stuff is just common sense. And this is how I've been able to stay way ahead of the markets and all of this stuff for 2 years now. My investment, and I'm not saying this to brag, but all of my investments have done really, really well. And then I see these hedge fund managers on the TV and, you know, all these gurus talking about, oh yeah, buy this tech stock, buy this. And they're down, some of them, 80, 85%. Look at Cathie Wood's ARK investment fund, absolutely down to the floor. And yet you look at my portfolio and it's only gone up. It's only done really, really well. So again, this is just logical and common sense, but so many people are just taken in by the media these days that they can't think for themselves. Another one is Gap. Gap is closing a lot of their stores because people just don't want this, you know, very simple clothing, but is very, very expensive. And even Disney have brought back Bob Iger, their famous CEO. So Bob Iger's back, and what are they doing? They're closing the majority, so a very high number, I think it's 120 of their Disney stores. They're just gonna go online. And you're seeing this big trend now of a lot of people, a lot of businesses, a lot of companies just going online, because this is how they're able to actually survive what's coming and still make a profit. But Disney lost a lot of money on their streaming service as well. I mean, huge amount of money. I think it was over $1 billion that they actually lost on their streaming service. So they've got to make a lot of cutbacks. Obviously, with all their politics that they got into, this caused a lot of problems as well. Again, these companies that got too political, Netflix and, oh, here we go. Who's this? Who we got?
Oh, right, okay.
News reporting. All right, I just had to change location there. That was a first for me. So this guy just came out in a high-vis yellow vest and asked me to stop filming. Not sure why, and I tried to say, oh no, I'm just doing it for my YouTube. He says, yeah, I know who you are, mate. Can you stop filming? So, okay, no worries. So I've just walked down the beach here a little bit. That's the thing, when you're on a small island like I am, some people love you, they love your work, and they always come up and say thank you. And then you have other people who really, really just do not like my work. Just, I don't know, they just don't like it. And they always want to let me know. And if they ever see me, they'll let me know. Oh yeah, trust me, they'll let me know that they don't like my work. But anyway, where do we get to? I think we're talking about Disney. Next was GameStop then, closing down the majority of their stores. Best Buy, I think, is the next one. Best Buy are looking as though they're going to be going online as well in terms of retail, no longer having physical stores in the future. And Microsoft are closing down their last physical store. So you remember they tried to copy Apple, didn't they, with having these Microsoft stores, but it just hasn't worked out for them. It hasn't been profitable. So they are going to be closing down as well. And then we could just keep going. I could just keep listing more and more. In fact, let me tell you some more. Walgreens closing down loads of their stores. Bath and Body Works are going to close 50 stores and cut 130 white collar jobs. Chipotle, or as the English say, Chipotle, has been suffering badly as well. So they're going to be closing 65 restaurants with no plans to reopen any of them. And then, oh man, this is always the one that I can't pronounce. The famous French beauty retailer. I'm going to guess at this and say L'Occitane. Let me know if you're French or you know how to pronounce that. Obviously, I never shop there, so I have no idea. But they're going to be closing 20% of their stores as well. So you can see where this is going. It is pretty much a retail apocalypse in what we're seeing. And where I live, here on the Isle of Man, if you walk down the main street, there are just loads and loads of businesses that have gone. They've just closed. And I like to talk to people whenever I'm out and about. I always love talking to people and business owners. And I always just, I don't offer advice or anything like that, because a lot of time people don't want my advice or my feedback. They just want to be listened to. So I always love just going in, talking to them, asking how their business is going. And they always share that, well, it's going really difficult and the customers aren't here anymore. All the lockdowns ruined us and we had to take all these loans. Remember, I've talked about that before. Small businesses took loans. The big businesses got grants. Well, we know it's unfair. We live in an unfair world, don't we? And what about the UK? Look at all the closures in the UK. We had last year, Debenhams, the biggest department store, the whole chain collapsed. Dorothy Perkins, Burton, Wallace, Topshop. And now this year, H&M Clothing is going to be closing 20% of their stores as well. What about Marks and Spencer's, which is more of a luxury supermarket, you know, more high-end food here? They're going to close 67 of their stores. Wilko, how do I describe Wilko? It's like a cheap department store in the UK. They're going to be closing a load of stores. Made.com collapsed into administration last month. Jewels is on the brink of collapse. McCall's closed 1,300 stores, which was 16,000 workers. Morrison's, I think, bought them out, or they're doing something with them, restructuring at the moment, although it's not all confirmed yet. So we had all of this. Sofa Workshop went into administration. TM Lewin, and this was a good shirt maker, actually. I mean, I didn't usually buy a lot of shirts from there, but I did buy stuff from their ties and suits, and, you know, occasionally in the past I've bought stuff from there. But I have a little hack. I have a little hack for all my clothing, because my body's a funny size. I've sort of got broad upper torso and then it's quite thin in my waist, so I've always got my clothes tailor-made. And here's the hack with it, before people say, oh, he's rich. No. I go to Thailand and other places when I'm on holiday and I get incredible suits and clothing and shirts made at an absolute fraction of the price. What else do we have then? We have Paper Chase closing, Mattress Man closing 14 stores. Amazon, we know, is just about to fire 10,000 workers as well, close stores. It's just constant and never ending closures at the moment. So I do think this is going to be worse than 08, the way it's going. Bear in mind, the government are not even announcing that we're in a recession yet, even though we are. So I think this is going to get a lot worse yet. I think it's probably going to be worse than 08, the way this is going. And I do think it's going to be a white collar as opposed to blue collar recession as well. So I'm just trying to wrap up a lot of my thoughts and my forecast into this video for you here. But one thing I wanted to touch upon, which was a friend messaged me yesterday and said, oh, you know your video about the IRS agents? Well, I just did a calculation. So let me just look at this. So 87,000 agents, and let's say that they all earn $40,000 each, right? Let's just say that. That's $3.5 billion in terms of a salary for 1 year. Now remember, they said that they're going to collect 8.4 billion over 10 years. Hold on, the salary alone would be 350 billion over 10 years, and they're going to be collecting 8.4 billion. Does that make any sense at all? That's why I said I'm convinced this is all about the digital ID and the CBDC and, you know, capturing people in this digital system, because it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever. All right, and finally, thank you to everyone who's bought my stock market course this week. Really appreciate you. The feedback has been amazing again, so thank you so much. The link for that is in the description. Apart from that, have a wonderful, fantastic weekend, and try and forget about all the negative stuff I just said there, and just have a great time. Enjoy yourselves. Apart from that, take care, God bless, and I will see you on Tuesday with the next video.